at the next verse, which is Psalm 51 and verse 2, because David first said that his sin was transgression. And transgression is when I climb over the fence, when I cross the line, when I break down the barrier. That's a transgression. But he doesn't stop there. He said, that's not all I've done. That's not the only thing I need my Redeemer for that is going to take my sin upon himself and absorb God's wrath. He says, I've done more than that. He says, I have also, look at verse 2, he says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Now, when you see that word, iniquity, in the Bible, iniquity is describing a very specific offense that we commit against our holy God. And what David is saying here is, secondly, he says, I am guilty of, and this is what iniquity means, twisting, warping, defacing, or distorting your image, God, in my life. You see, when we were saved, we bear the image of Christ. We become Christ one. We become a Christian. We become one of his children. You know, children bear a resemblance to their parents, and so we have a spiritual likeness that we are becoming through life more and more like the one that loved us and saved us. We bear his image. Well, what David is saying here is, my iniquity that I want you to wash me from thoroughly is my wicked internal filth. I am iniquitous on the inside. He's talking about what I've done to the spiritual work of God within me. This word, Hebrew word is hawan, if you ever want to look it up. It means an inward crookedness. It means perversity. It means what is altogether wrong. And it's when I can't excuse what I do, when I can't offer some sort of an apology, when I can't in any way condone it. It's when I see that what comes out of me is twisted. What comes out of me is corrupt. What comes out of me is a distortion of what God wants to be the product of my life when I see that I'm crooked. This is a word picture, and this word, when David grabs it and uses it by the Spirit of God's inspiration, it talks about what sin does to us on the inside. When we deliberately, by either neglect of resisting and fleeing sin or by actual going toward sin and pursuing our lust, when either one of those take place in our life, we allow sin to twist us and warp us. That's why people do things that you just would never dream of them doing. I was at the conference a couple of weeks ago, and someone came and told me about this godly older pastor in his 70s and how he got into a situation and he did something you would expect an 18-year-old to have done, not a 70-some-year-old person to do. And all the people just came to me and they said, we can't believe that. He was just so warped. And I said, that's what sin undealt with by God's Spirit in our lives will do to anyone. It warps and twists and makes us perverse in our actions when sin is undealt with. And David says, I want you to know the only remedy is coming into your hands. The precious blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us is all that can wash us thoroughly from our defacing and warping and twisting what God wants. You see, God wants us to have love, but sin twists it into lust. God wants us to have compassion, but sin twists it into self-centeredness, that I have compassion for me. You see, it's a twisting, a warping, a defacing of God's plan. And only Jesus Christ can thoroughly wash us like they did the clothes in Jerusalem 3,000 years ago, beaten against the rocks, bleaching in the sun. I wonder this morning, have you allowed what David asked for to happen in your life?